This is KUOW's The Record. Hi, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. What do you say you and I go to Rio? That's where we're going to begin this hour. At the Summer Olympics, 19-year-old American swimmer Lily King is making headlines, not just for winning medals. After beating Russian swimmer Yulia Yefimova, Lily King openly condemned the Russian swim team for doping. Here she is talking with NBC after her race.
With the Yefimova thing, do you think you made a statement on behalf of the United States and other athletes?
Yeah, I hope I did, that you know, we can still compete clean and do well at the Olympic Games, and that's how it should be.
We can still compete clean. Lily King has gotten a lot of support from Americans for calling out dopers, including support from Wendy Bolio of Sammamish, who has been texting Lily notes of encouragement. Wendy knows how Lily King feels. She was on the U.S. swim team at the 1976 Olympics, where the East German team surprised everyone and beat the USA in several races. Later, the world would learn what Wendy suspected at the time. The East German government had been secretly doping its swim team. So, 40 years later, when Wendy learned the International Olympic Committee decided to allow the Russians to compete in Rio, she says she was stunned.
Unbelievable. Because they weren't allowed, they were allowed, they weren't allowed, and then they threw them in at the last minute with not even telling us how they made that decision. I just thought that was horrible.
And are you convinced that not a single American swimmer has used a banned substance?
I couldn't say that. I could not say that. Here's the difference, Bill, and it's not a difference in who's a cheater and who's not. Individual cheaters do get caught, and they go through the drug testing. Here's a country, an entire country that has a systematic doping issue, and yet they are allowed to compete. Individual cheaters, you're always going to find them. But this is totally different in that way. This is an entire country like East Germany.
Yes, there's the parallel. You know, Lily King, as we've said, has called out Russian athletes for doping. When you did that in 1976 in Montreal, you and your teammates, you were booed.
Oh, we were booed. We were beat up by the press every single day. We were called, as you know, poor sports, surly Shirley, you know, ugly Americans, all of that, because all we heard was, ah, these East German women just train harder than you. They're better, they're faster. You don't work as hard. And Bill, you and I have had this conversation. We know when the wall came down in 1989 and the facts were out there and who exactly on that East German team were taking drugs, there were criminal charges that were filed. People went to jail. People have health issues because of what happened in East Germany. Look, the Olympics is about playing fair, clean sport, all of the things that are about being healthy and robust. And what, to me, another underlying current, and I think should never be forgotten, but actually underscored and highlighted, is performance-enhancing drugs are dangerous. And if the Olympics is about clean sport, fairness, and all of that, it's also about good health. It's about robust health. And this is saying the complete antithesis of what the Olympic sports in competition and sport is all about. It's horrible.
Why do you think fans and the media have been more supportive of Lily King and today's athletes in Rio?
Because they've seen it. I think that people sitting in front of their TVs have watched enough of the Lance Armstrongs of the world protest and say they're not doing anything, only to find out that, you know, all of the cheating that has gone on. And people are tired of watching it. And the athletes are absolutely sick and tired of having to compete against cheaters and known cheaters, an entire country of cheaters.
Lily King has definitely called attention to the issue, but there's a long way to go before these Olympic Games are over. What do you want to say to American swimmers who are in Rio right now?
They just have to stay focused, as Lily did. She really didn't let any of this noise and drama. She knew exactly what she had to do. And you look back at 40 years, I think one of the coolest things, she direct messaged me the other day when I congratulated her on her win, and she said, "Wendy, I just got to tell you, we watched the last gold at Olympic trials as a team, and we were so inspired."
This is the film, the documentary of your amazing last
race
victory.
Our relay about what happened. So these men and women got up on the blocks and went, "We can beat them at this." And it's exactly what we did 40 years ago. Last day, last night, got up on the blocks. "It's not happening. You have beaten us all week. We are beating you." And we beat the cheaters. Is it hard? Is it tough? these people, these athletes today that are clean, that are all about being clean and are coming to these games to show their stuff, need to just stay focused and do what they're there to do, and that is to do the best that they can possibly do.
That is Sammamish resident Wendy Beaulieu, who won a bronze and a gold medal with the U.S. women's swim team in the 1976 Olympics.